What's up, party people? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. I am stoked you're here because you are such an amazing audience. And one of the things that I love about you the most is all of the comments and the DMs and the way that you connect with all of us. And I just really appreciate you. And so I love bringing you really good quality people who come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. And now, you know, this amazing planet of ours has amazing humans. And I go around there trying to figure out who are the best ones to bring onto the show. And today I found Tiago. So Tiago is going to be hanging out with us today. And he's a trailblazer in the world of marketing for coaches and consultants, which I know a lot of you are who are listening right now. So perk up the ears, people. We are going to get into this, okay? He does this amazing, innovative anti-marketing method, which I want to talk to him about. And this method is all about transforming services into irresistible offers and finding the hidden dream client with the existing audience. Now, I know that a lot of you, especially because I'm in the coaching space as well, so I speak to a lot of you coaches, and I know that this is where sometimes you hit a wall. You don't know exactly what to market, how to market, what your message is, all that great stuff. So he has over 14 years of experience in marketing and digital businesses. So I am really happy that he is here hanging out with us. And I want to get into this game-changing idea of his. So we're going to go ahead and do that. Tiago, how are you? Welcome to Straight Talk.
Amazing. Thank you so much for having me here, Nina. I'm perfect. I'm ready to have some fun with you.
All right, let's do it. I got a lot of energy, Tiago, so I'm coming through the screen. No, it's really, really great to have you here. And, you know, I know that a lot of the people who do listen to the show are consultants and coaches and stuff, because that's mainly who I work with. And so I know that I have a lot of these conversations with people who listen to the show, like, oh, this was great, this was great. So I like it when people come on here with a different, like, outlook, strategy, a different way of seeing something, especially in spaces that affect us as coaches, right? Marketing is huge for coaches because it's one thing to be an expert in your field, and it's another thing to know how to put yourself out there. Those are two different monsters, right? So before we get into that though, Tiago, I do want to know a little bit about you. So who are you, Tiago? Why are you here? Who are you?
That's an excellent question. Thank you so much for that. I can go a bit back to 2009, which is actually when this all started. I was doing my master's degree in Manchester, the United Kingdom. I'm originally from Portugal, okay? But I went to Manchester to have this master's degree in strategic consumer marketing. But in 2009, I had this tutor, a 73-year-old man called Adrian Thomas, and he told us, you have to go to the digital. You have to go online. I was like, oh my God, this is exactly what I want to do for my master's degree thesis. So that's how it all started. I specialized. My thesis was about search engine marketing and search engine, the impact in the UK culture, etc. So that's what kicked me off. And I started falling in love with Google at the time. And then I thought, well, I have to go to the holy grail of this all, and I have to apply to go to Google, to work at Google. So I did, and I went to Dublin, Ireland, which is the headquarters in Europe of Google, and I worked there for 8 years. Had a blast, of course. Had also a lot of pressure because the sales environment is tough in these big companies. I learned a ton. I worked with some of the biggest European and Middle Eastern companies about regardless their internationalization and Google Ads strategies. But I started getting a bit tired of corporate culture and having a boss nagging you every week. And I also got tired of, you know, just helping big corporations become even bigger corporations, treat people like numbers. And I was also feeling a bit overly focused on Google Ads. It was too limiting for me. I felt I have more creativity for more. I have so much to give to people and other companies. And Facebook ads were growing like crazy at the time. I was like, I need to do something. So I decided in 2019 to, okay, let's let it go. My wife, thank God, I convinced her to move back to Portugal. She supported me in that, which was awesome. And I came back here, okay, I want to use all the skills I've learned there to help local businesses in Portugal at the time to thrive. But I suddenly hit in a brick wall because, okay, creating your own business is a bit different than being a consultant to big corporations. It's much easier. Everything is already proven offers, etc. So I was bringing all those complex strategies for myself and my clients, and I was complicating everything. And so things didn't start smoothly. And so in the last 3 years, I've been simplifying as much as possible these things. Okay, well, how can I use this in a simpler way? or how can I avoid using as at all at the beginning? And I figured out slowly with lots of mentors and coaches and experimentation and et cetera, that you actually don't need to overcomplicate marketing.
Yeah. One,
in the stage of reaching at least 10K a month, it's actually not necessary to complicate things. You need just the basics. And I got inspired by this gentleman, Jay Abraham, getting everything you can out of all you've got. So all you've got, okay, what do you have? What do I have? I have a network of people. I have some past customers. I have some leads that I've talked to. I have friends. So I already have a following on social media and email list. So I started thinking, okay, ways of just using that, what you have to start creating a really profitable and sustainable business. And yeah, that's all about I am right now, is just using what you've got. Avoid the shiny object and the shiny strategy of marketing.
That's a big problem too, right? Because I help women coaches and consultants kind of like create their roadmap to their businesses, right? And that's one of the things that we're constantly challenging. I'm constantly challenging them with is that shiny object syndrome thing. I was like, nope. Let's refocus. What is it that you really love to do? What are you good at? What are you gifted for? You know, that kind of stuff, because we miss that. And a lot of the things that, I mean, maybe this happened to you, and it definitely happened to me. I've been doing this for almost 15, 20 years. So one of the things that happened was, you know, me, you know, like trying to make my messaging too far ahead of where I was at the time, you know, so I was like looking at let me help people make 150K months when I was only making take 10K months. And I think that's one of the things that happens, right, in marketing, when we have an expertise in something, but we're missing the mark, right? So you're kind of like incongruent with what you're doing in your messaging. You know, Tiago, when you left that, you know, amazing job and everything to start your own business, that didn't mean that you lost your skill sets. It just meant that you were overcomplicating it because you just thought there was too many things to do. At least that's what I'm hearing you say, right? And so the people who are listening, I think that's a big takeaway for them is, listen, you have your wisdom, you have your lane, you have your thing. You don't have to be everybody's thing. You only have to know what your wisdom is and give them that. And I think that's where you're coming in, that could be very helpful to this audience who's listening right now, because a lot of people are struggling with that messaging. What is that? Right? How do they not make it overcomplicated? Because Tiago, I think one of the things that happens is that we start to get smacked upside the head with imposter syndrome. We don't think we're good enough. And so now we're making it overly complicated when people really just want you to solve their pain point. They just want you to help them with their problem. So how did you navigate that? Like, how are you? You said to me that you had a lot of things and now you're simplifying. So what does that look like? What is that simplifying? What does that mean to you?
Yeah, so you touched there a very important point, the pain points of the clients, right? And most of us who come to this area of coaching, mentoring, et cetera, we usually come with our frameworks, where our, you know, this is my approach in selling what you think people need, right? Instead of going to the other, complete opposite side and asking people, talking to people and asking, what do you want? What do you need? What are you actually struggling daily that affects your day? What you actually desire? And that's exactly where I think everyone should start, which is to talk to people that you know, past clients, leads, network around you that you know for sure that is your target audience, okay? Mm-hmm. So first of all, you have to choose a specific niche, right? The target audience that have specific need, share the same problem, etc. And then start talking to those people to interview them. Basically, talk to 5-10 people and make a genuine interview to ask, okay, what have you been struggling before? How does it affect your day? How does it look like? How does it make you feel? To actually capture those words so you can use later on your marketing, right? And also, what is your dream objective? What your actual ambition to have that you don't have nowadays? What have you tried before that didn't work? So if you interview 5-10 people, you already have a ton of material you can use.
Yeah.
Not only for marketing, but for the most basic thing of all, which is the creation of your offer. Okay. So I think the basics of it all is, if you don't have a very, 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 very strong offer that actually gives an answer to an urgent problem that people have that they want to solve now. Okay. If they don't want to solve it now, it's going to be very tough to sell that. Okay. Mm-hmm. You need to really drill down on exactly what do they want to solve now, and then create a program around that. Not you bring your own frameworks and sell that. No, you start with a problem that you want to solve now, and then you think of ways to, okay, how can I help them reach exactly what the ambition. And so it all starts there by talking to people, interviewing them, going back to the drawing board and structure your offer in a way that attracts those people. And then you have multiple things happen here. Okay, so you create an amazing offer that people really want. We can talk about other elements that are important for the offer later on if you want. Mm-hmm. So you know exactly that it's something that people want to buy. And then you can go back to all those people that you've interviewed and you can sell it to them because, oh, so you told me that you had this problem. Look, I just made the offer that you wanted. Would you be interested in to join this program that I just created? And the second win you can have immediately before everything starts is, okay, imagine some people want to join the program. And then you can ask them, oh, by the way, do you know anyone else that could be interested in this offer? And right. You kind of create a referral partnership with many people that can become your own sales team, right? So, and if you incentivize it monetarily, right? So I can give you a commission if you bring more people in to join, if you join together with someone else. So just by that small action of tapping to your network, you can immediately close like 5, 6, 7 high ticket clients without the need for any of those crazy ads or funnels or so that by itself is already a quick win that you can have immediately from the start. Yeah.
So that's interesting because I was going to ask you that question up next is, you know, do you recommend the organic approach first or the paid ads approach first, right? Because let me let you answer that question.
Yeah.
But you know, coming from your background, that's what you did a lot of, right? Yeah. Was the paid ads, correct? Is that
yes.
right?
Yes, Google Ads mostly. Yeah.
The Google Ads, right? So tell me what your approach is now with your client. Are you like kind of navigating that into that organic reach first, or how do you see that game?
Yeah, exactly. I think after coming back and hitting a brick wall, right, because of complicating with ads, et cetera, I understood that we don't need that to start. And it's actually not recommended in my opinion, until you have a proven offer that actually, what I told you about, like actually solves the problem people want right. to solve and is extremely compelling for them. It has an amazing specific outcome. And that after a while, you have to prove it, that it works and it has some sales beforehand and reach a certain level of income. Of course, you cannot just start spending Google Ads if you just have 1,000 euros a month or 2,000 euros a month.
Right.
It's not sustainable. I mean, you're just going to waste money. I heard it was Miles Beckler saying that it's like pouring gas to a pile of sticks. And nothing's going to happen if you put ads out of nothing that is proven, that there won't be a flame. It's just going to be wet sticks, right?
Right?
You need to have
right.
that flame. And that flame is your irresistible offer that has to be there and has to be proven. And it has to give you already some decent income for you to spend on ads. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's why I think this anti-marketing approach is useful, because it avoids all those complications of ads and testing and do all those crazy stuff and simply talk to people around your network, your followers, et cetera. Because if you talk to people, you don't need to know a lot of copywriting. You don't have to have strong copywriting skills. You just have to ask questions to people, probe them and see exactly if they qualify for your offer, and then simply ask, okay, do you need some help with it? I can help you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a much simpler approach, much anti all those very
yeah,
complex
yeah.
things.
Talk to me about that though, because that's something that I know that you're coming out. I don't know if you came out with it already or you're coming out with this program of the anti-marketing method, right?
Yes.
The anti-marketing approach. So talk to me a little bit about that, because I understand what you're saying about the anti-marketing with the paying ads, but I'm sure there's more in depth to that. So talk to me a little bit about that method.
Yeah. So is actually using all that you have right now at your disposal. So as I told you, previous clients, your network, connections you have, your follower lists. If you have at least 2,000 people following you on Facebook, Instagram, or your email list, I'm pretty secure. I feel pretty safe that you would have at least 3 to 7 high ticket people that would like to buy your new program. If you create a good offer, of course, right?
Right.
So, that are ready to buy now. Okay. So, so that's one of the things that we could do. If you can use your follower list in your social media. And you can create specific, you know, those kind of hand-raising posts that say, okay, I'm looking for 5 people that would like to achieve this specific outcome. If you're like this, and you're interested, just let me know or comment below or say something like that. And those kind of posts are very engaging, mm-hmm. and they really bring about, unearth those dream clients that you're looking for, those specific dream clients you're looking for. They come up and they say, okay, I want to know more about that. I'm interested. And it gives you an opportunity to then chat with them, have a quick messenger or direct chat to just mm-hmm. ask them more probing questions, qualify the person, see if she's ready, if she has the everything she needs to become an amazing success case, right? And then you just bring her to a call to get to know her better, qualify even better. So sales calls don't have to be overly complicated or very pressure, sales pressure, et cetera. You don't need to do any of that. You simply have to be yourself. Ask questions. See if the person really has the problem you need. See if you're a good match. And ask, do you want some help with that? And then just like that, with that strategy of the hand-raising posts and talking to people, you can really immediately extract 3 to 7 high-ticket clients from your small following list. So even if you have only 2,000 people, I'm pretty secure that you will have there some people waiting for you to give them what they want right now. But that's the most important part, right? You really have to have something that they want right now, okay?
Yeah. Are you helping them craft or look at their messaging?
Definitely. The most of the part is spent on creating the offer itself, right? The messaging. Okay.
Got it.
So first of all, I ask them to interview clients or mm-hmm. prospects, like the specific questions that extract all the lingo and for you to understand what exactly is the problem they're struggling right now, what they're feeling, what they want, the actual words that they use, and then you can use it on your own offer so that your offer has to have a strong reason for people to buy now.
Right.
That's the main thing. And most people think the reason to buy now is usually scarcity or urgency or whatever, but it's not exactly that. It's the urgency itself has to be the problem that they're facing right now, and they want to solve it badly, and they don't want to postpone it, right? So we need to find that key component to make it irresistible. And then, of course, you need to have a strong outcome that is super unique and specific that they really want, okay? So yeah, that comes out of also your interviewing your potential customers. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And then of course you need to find ways to so out of that interview you also know what have they tried before, what didn't work, so you include that in your offer, saying, so I know you faced this and you don't need to go through that problem again. In my program we quickly solved that issue, so we try to remove all the potential objections people might have about your offer proactively, so that they feel super secure. Okay, this is really for me, this is something different, right?
Mm-hmm. So tell me about somebody who I was thinking about memberships, right? Because you said high ticket clients. But yes. What about somebody who's listening? Because I know a few coaches that have a membership program, right? What about that? Like they're probably listening to you saying, oh, well, I don't have high ticket clients. I only charge $100 a month or whatever that is. Do you help them as well? Like, do you help them market that as well?
I would recommend a person to create high ticket, definitely, because it's much easier to sell to only 5 to 7 people high ticket and reach really high levels of income. And it's even better for you because you have more sanity for yourself. You can actually go deeply with those clients and generate amazing transformations, right? Rather than trying to sell to hundreds of people for low ticket, which is harder if you use this approach of talking to people, right? Yeah, you would have to have messenger talks with lots of people to be able to close the numbers you need. So I wouldn't recommend this approach if you only have low ticket offers or low ticket memberships, etc. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I would recommend those people to think a bit more strategically of how can I solve bigger problems to my audience, right? So I would recommend that if they would like to follow this anti-marketing approach. Because it's all about using what you have and talking to people, and you cannot talk to hundreds of people at once. It would be
impossible. That's why I asked, because I know it's a different monster. It's a whole different type of of marketing when it comes to speaking to people with a membership platform. I don't do a membership platform currently. I don't know if I'll ever do one, but I don't do one right now. But I know that there are listeners that have these like membership platforms, which are great. I mean, they're great. If that model works for them, fantastic. I just wanted to see if what you were talking about kind of can go either direction. And so what do you say to someone who has maybe a smaller list though, Tiago? Is there a way for people to start to increase their list? Maybe there's somebody who's just starting out, right? Or somebody who doesn't have 2,000 people on their social media or their email list. What do you recommend for like a way to start that off, or a way for them to start gaining some traction?
Yeah, so most people that create their social media accounts, they expect to, I'm going to create a lot of content and hope that people will come, right? And when yeah. sometimes it can take years for that to happen, right?
Yeah.
Or if you're lucky, you have some celebrity sending you followers, or you buy followers, which I don't recommend at all. So most of the times it's that exactly. So if you don't want to spend money, which I think is not necessary, you can take the proactive approach. And if you use your own Facebook profile or Instagram or LinkedIn, you can actually be proactive about that. If you know who your target audience is, you can simply create a habit of every day going after those people, connecting with 30 people a day. I mean, mm-hmm. that doesn't cost you much, right? Just open your LinkedIn on one of your dead times, or when you're on queuing somewhere or whatever. If you know your target audience, you create connections with those people, they start seeing your content. And it's also, it opens up possibilities for you to start engaging with those people already. So most people mm-hmm. will accept your invitation, and then they either start a conversation or interact with your content. And then there's always an excuse for you to start reaching out to people. So even if you don't have, if you have zero people right now, but if you start creating connections proactively, you can already start talking to people that are joining your following list, right? So of course it needs more time of yourself, of your side, but
yeah.
It's not using money, it's using your own time and energy, of course, but it's possible for you to from zero to quickly grow to 2,000 followers if you are proactive about it. Definitely it's something that you could consider, of course.
All right, okay. So if you can you're talking right now to pretty much your ideal client, because a lot of the people that listen to this are coaches and consultants, and you know, people who are either growing their coaching businesses or businesses period, or of just starting out. So if you can give them like a good piece of advice, right, for them to start with this marketing stuff, because I mean, Tiago, there's just so much information out there that's not good, right? And there's a lot of ads hitting you in the face every time you turn on, you know, any kind of YouTube or any of your social media apps. And this is a problem, because this is becoming that shiny object syndrome. And everybody's thinking, oh, that one sounds good. Oh, that one sounds good. Oh, that one sounds good. And they just don't know where to go. So what would be like an approach or a first step that you can give people who are listening to start either working with you or considering the fact that they need to start bringing on some kind of marketing into their business?
How would I recommend if they want to reach out to me?
Not just to you, but like what would be something that you can recommend for them to start thinking about that they need to start bringing somebody on for marketing to help them out?
Yeah, I mean, what they can start doing right now is what I said at the beginning of the interview, which is reaching out to your contacts and start talking to people around the specific niche you want to serve, right?
Yeah,
I'm sure you have people around you that would be your ideal client, and we usually avoid that. I was one of those avoiding talking to people. I wanted to hide behind a computer, to just use some keyword search tools or whatever.
Yeah,
but that actually is not the most efficient way. The most efficient way is to talk to people, because you uncover, they will tell you what you should create, which is amazing, and they will be also immediately your first clients that are waiting for you right there. Because you ask them their problem, they tell you the problem, and then you say, okay, I created something for that problem. And they for sure will, some of them will want to join you immediately. And if they don't want to join you immediately, you have also the other strategy that I want you to incorporate, which is the referrals. So proactively create an actual referral program where you say, okay, if you bring someone else, I will give you a 20% commission payment. And that way you start creating your own sales team that is incentivized and willing to work for you. Mm-hmm. And just there, this small action that you could do is more than enough for you to start a strong, solid business. Because then the referrals bring referrals, and then they start working for you, and then they depend less and less of marketing, you know, which is amazing. So yeah, I definitely, my number one recommendation is definitely to talk to people around you that are your target audience. That's great advice.
I think it's something that people need to understand. I know that there's a lot of ads out there saying that they'll get you 100K months in 30 days.
Yes.
I mean, do I need to say it, guys? Do I need to say it? It's not true. Yes, it's not true. What they're not telling you is that maybe they have been working at this for many, many years, and it's taken them this long to even get half of that. And, you know, what I want people to understand is that it is going to take time, and that's okay. And it is going to take you to talk to experts, and that's okay. And it's also very powerful when you do speak to your audience, because that's how I started to develop my programs too, because I started to realize what was needed. And the only way to do that was to ask people, how did I impact your life? You know, how do you see me? What have I done that's encouraged you? What have I done that maybe hasn't encouraged you? What is it that you think I should talk about? Like that kind of stuff. So Tiago, I like what you're doing. And I like this anti-marketing approach, because I think it's going to be really strong for people who are really needing that hand-holding a little bit. Like, okay, you're not lost, guys. You just need a system. You need methods. That's what it is. And sometimes when we want to become entrepreneurs, we forget that when we were employees, the systems were already built. Everything was already done. Your job description was already written. So you had to just kind of follow the rule, whatever that rule was. Now, as an entrepreneur, you're kind of developing that yourself. And so when you're developing it yourself, like you said, Tiago, in the beginning, you were overcomplicating it. And I think we all do that. We think too much. Yes. into the thing. And even us ourselves don't want to be complicated. Like, how many things come to you and you're like, oh, that's too much, I don't want to do it.
Yes.
Right? Yet we give these people way too much and hope that they want to do it. No, they don't want to do it. So Tiago, how does somebody, you know, kind of like contact you and work with you? And, you know, do you offer something where they can kind of get on a free call with you or something and just kind of brainstorm with you, things like that? I want to know that.
For sure. So I'm just starting out my process of internationalizing my own brand, because I've been working in the Portuguese market for 4 years, and only now I'm giving my first baby steps to internationalizing. So if you go to my website, it's still in Portuguese. You can go use Google Translate to lurk me a bit if you want, which is at tiagofaria.pt, TIAGOFARIA.pt from Portugal. or if you simply want to chat a bit up with me, you can send me an email at tiago@tiagofaria.pt. The same. I can send you then the links if you want. And yes, of course, if you want to have a brainstorm with me to discuss, to see, to make like a kind of a diagnostics call, where I analyze your social media following, we talk a bit, and you tell me what are your objectives and et cetera. And then we can make a quick brainstorm of ideas, and then see if or how I could help you. Those are both available. And for that call, you can go to tiagofaria.pt/call. TIAGOFARIA.pt/call.
Very simple, to the point.
Yes.
Just what you're saying, right?
No complications.
No complications. That's so cool. Tiago, thank you so much for being here and for speaking to my audience. And I think that, you know, them having that takeaway, like, you know, you don't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on ads right now, but you can start this organically. And I love the approach of speaking to the people that are around you, because people that are around you know you. Some of them have probably even worked with you.
It's easier because there are people that are somehow know of your existence and are familiar with you. It's easier to sell to them as well, right?
Yeah, I know. I think we miss that, though. I think a lot of people miss that point. They think they have to go far and wide
new people.
Yeah, exactly.
Cold audiences.
Sometimes you're right. I mean, the people usually that we surround ourselves with are the people we want to be around, A. And B, usually it's friends or family or friends of family or somebody who actually is maybe even like in the same realm of work that we're doing, and we can help them solve that problem. So I love that idea, and I love what you're bringing out there. And I'm glad that you're branching out of Portugal and into the world. That's a good thing. So thank you for being on Straight Talk, and thank you for dropping value. I do have your links, and I'm going to make sure to link that below. So thank you for being on Straight Talk. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Nina. It was an extreme pleasure, and really enjoyed it. And hope people find some value out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they will. I mean, if they were listening, they will, right? So thank you guys for being here and hanging out with me and Tiago. And like I said, right, it's like this whole different way of looking at something instead of, you know, following every shiny object that's out there. Because guys, yes, there's a lot of ways to do certain things, but talk to people who are experts. Tiago's been doing this for a long time. And, you know, like his resume showed, right? Even doing Google Ads and all that. So he gets messaging. He gets what it means to put it out there. He gets what it means to complicate things, but he also gets what it means to simplify things. So make sure that you contact him and work with him and speak to him, brainstorm with him. All right. I'm going to make sure to link everything below, like I said, so that you have a way to contact him and actually speak to an expert. Stop talking to all these AI experts out there that are just giving you a bunch of stuff that they pulled out of ChatGPT and they put it out there, and they're making money because they're paying money for ads, but then are they delivering though? That's what frustrates me when I get on these calls and I realize that they're full of baloney, and that really bothers me. And that's why I bring on real people here who have skill sets and knowledge and wisdom and things that they can share with you so that you're not led astray. So make sure that you contact with Tiago. Thank you guys for being here. Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.